Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah now brings a few examples of where the principle of Dofen Akuma would be used. Bais Shenifchas, a house which was broken at its top, meaning there is basically a large hole in the middle of the roof of the house. So the sides of the roof still remain, but the middle area of the roof of the house is no longer. The Sikir HaGabov, and he placed Sechach over the part of the roof which is no longer there. If there is at least 4 amos between the walls of the house and the sechach, then pesulo it is invalid. But if there is less than 4 amos in between the sechach and the walls, then we use the principle of Dofen Akuma, and we view the walls as if they bend in towards the sechach, and so the area underneath the sechach is considered to be a valid sukkah. As we saw earlier on in this perek, one should still not sit or sleep or eat underneath the sides where there is no sechach above you, because that is not considered to be part of the sukkah. V'chein chotzer, the same applies to a courtyard, she'im ukefes achsadra, which is surrounded by a porch, an area in front of the houses. And the case under discussion is one where you have, let's say, a courtyard with a number of houses opening up into the courtyard. And on the wall of each house which opens up into the courtyard, you have sort of wooden beams, large wooden beams which go across the length of the courtyard on the side of all of the houses, and they poke out of the walls such that underneath them there is an area of shade. These wooden pieces provide shade just outside all of the houses in the courtyard. So if you put sechach going from these wooden beams across the courtyard to the other wooden beams from the houses on the other side, so again, you've got a case where you've got sechach in the middle. The sechach does not reach the walls, rather it reaches invalid sechach, which then that itself reaches the walls. So again, a typical case of Dofen Akuma, that if these wooden pieces are less than 4 amos wide, they poke out by less than 4 amos away from the walls, then the sukkah is valid. But if it's more than 4 amos, then it is invalid. Now, in the last two cases, the invalid sechach was of a material which could technically be valid sechach. It was invalid for a different reason, because it's considered part of the roof of a house, at least in the first case, or part of the roof of the porch in the courtyard. Now, the Mishnah tells us that even if it's totally invalid sechach, which could never be used as sechach, even if you fixed it there especially as the sechach, even then, we use the principle of Dofen Akuma. Sukkah gedolah, a large sukkah, shekifua b'dovah she'im esakhin bo'i. Which somebody surrounded, the edges of the roof of the sukkah were made up of totally invalid sechach. Says the Mishnah, yesh tachtov arba amos. If underneath that invalid sechach is 4 amos, meaning if the invalid sechach is at least 4 amos wide, only then, pasula, only then is it invalid. But if it is less than 4 amos wide, even if it is totally invalid sechach, the sukkah is still considered to be a kosher valid sukkah.